Now, we're big country music fans in this part of the world, particularly in Ireland, but we have all kinds of genres now. There's country and western, there's country and Irish, then there's bluegrass and there's newgrass. And on the line now is somebody who comes from Australia. What would you call Australian country music, Kirsty Cox?
Good morning, Tally. I would probably call it Bluegrass. Or country music.
Yeah.
We pretty much call it the same thing as you guys do.
Yeah. We were wondering what kind of an accent we were going to expect, because you sound quite American on your CD, which is absolutely wonderful CD, by the way. I must congratulate you on that, called Ricochet. I have the CD, but now that I have no CD player in my car, so I had to listen to it on Spotify, which is great. You can actually hear the whole thing there as well. So you're in Ireland on tour. Are you enjoying it?
So far, so good. We've been here 24 hours.
Oh, is that all? Sorry about that.
It feels like home. It kind of feels a little bit like Australia. The food's the same and the people are the same. And I kind of feel like I've walked into a, you know, another place just like home. It's great. I can see that, you know, we definitely have our Irish roots back home.
Well, of course, bluegrass.
You can see where we get all of our humour from.
Well, bluegrass, of course, wouldn't be bluegrass without the Irish influence, because a lot of the tunes, of course, would have been Irish tunes that and Scottish tunes that would have gone over to America. I don't know how they got back to Australia, but anyway, they did. And you, how did you get interested in bluegrass in the first place?
Well, I started out singing traditional country music, you know, country music from probably the 60s and 70s. 80s is probably my favorite genre of music when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And then as I got older, I kind of didn't really like where country music was going. I'm not a big country pop fan. I respect it, but it's just not really my style to sing, I guess. And about that time, I just happened to wander into a bluegrass festival, and I discovered that a lot of the music that I grew up listening to was actually bluegrass. It wasn't country at all. So, I fell in love with the harmonies and the instrumentation, and just decided that, you know, this is the genre of music I should be playing, and I put down my country pop hat that I wasn't exactly comfortable in, and started playing bluegrass. Yeah.
Well, it was a good choice, because if this album is anything to go by, people are in for a treat in this part of the world when you come touring. Tonight you're in Waterford City, a very historic place. Take a time and take an hour or two to wander around there, because you'll love it. You'll hear all about the Normans invading Ireland and Strongbow and all these different people. So if you're down there, take your time and have a look around the place when you're there. Australian, you know, I think I heard a band at Merlefest a few years ago called, are they called the Dukes or the Ducks? Are they Australian?
Yes. They're actually from England, I believe.
Oh,
Yeah.
I was mistaken my English and my Australian. I don't know where that came out of. So you have a band with you on this particular trip around?
Yeah, we've got our full 6-piece band with us. So we're all of my bands are from North Carolina. We're actually using an Irish banjo player, Tabitha, for the tour as well. So we're extremely excited to have her join us and have a little local input, where I'm trying to get up early and make the boys get out of bed, which is no easy feat for a bunch of musicians, but I'm determined to check out some of the sights while we're travelling around this beautiful country. So we're going to have the full 6-piece band, so everybody should be in for a bit of a treat, I guess. If they haven't seen a full 6-piece bluegrass band, we're going to be the place to do it. So,
well,
yeah.
You have a massive tour. Tomorrow you're in Waterford City tonight at the St. Patrick's Gateway Centre. You're in the Glen Theatre in Bantyre, County Cork tomorrow. Then on Monday, the Village Arts Centre in Kilworth. That's a lovely one. You're going to love that. It's an old church converted into a theatre down there. On May the 14th, you're in St. James's Church in Dingle. Then you May the 15th in St. John's Theatre, Listowel, another church. You're going to be very holy here. You're going to be very gospely when you go to these places. I see you also in Nina Arts Centre in County Tipperary. And the night before next Friday, you're in Ballina Arts Centre. And you're going to be with us in this part of the world, in the Rammer Theatre in Virginia. Another church, would you believe, that has been... So it's going to be a very holy tour, this.
Yes, apparently. I'm actually looking forward to it, because I think churches, you know, and converted churches that are now venues are some of the my favourite places to sing. The acoustics are always are amazing, so yeah. I'm excited. It should be great.
And the good news for our listeners, you're going to be joining us on the programme live next Saturday morning with the band. Really looking forward to that. You know, mind you,
it's going to be fun.
You'll have an early start from Ballina the night before, but it's not too far. It's about an hour and three quarters, I think, from there, so it's not too far to come.
Yeah, David, our promoter, he's been very concerned about the amount of driving we're doing on this tour, but as I said to him last night, we're from Australia, so if you want to go from one place to the other in Australia, you pretty much get in the car and you know you're going to be in there for about 8 hours.
Yeah.
So an hour and a half to 2 hour drive to me is a walk in the park.
I don't think there's anywhere in Ireland that would take hours to get to 8 hours to get there. I think that's the kind of a way. I think the longest would be about 5 hours, but you know, so that's about it. And it's getting better all the time with the motorways. Look, I'm going to play a track from the Ricochet album with the intriguing title with the intriguing title going south to North Carolina. And where were you when you wrote that one? Well, you must have been in New York or somewhere. That you go south to North Carolina.
I was actually in Tennessee, but
that's east. I was east.
I was in East Tennessee, but we were sitting down and we were just throwing around titles for songs and North Carolina. For some reason, whenever I'm feeling a little bit homesick, I go to North Carolina. I grew up in the mountains in South Australia in Adelaide, and when I'm feeling a little homesick, which does happen, I head to the mountains in the Carolinas, and it kind of just reminds me of home. So I wanted to just write a song that kind of paid tribute to that, and that all my band lives there, and, you know, I can just get on the road.
Used to live there, all the rest of them. Yeah, it's a great place, North Carolina. Look, at Kirsty, we're looking forward to meeting you in the studio next Saturday. You're in the Rammer Theatre next Saturday night. We hope any listeners, you're going to... And let's give you a sample. Thanks a million, Kirsty, for talking to us. And this is South to North Carolina.